guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Alrighty! This morning, I have Hanbi in the studio. Hanbi, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Well, I'm just excited to get right into it, as always. If you want to give yourself a little introduction and then get into the first song, that'd be epic.
Hi, guys. I'm Hanbi, and I'll just get straight into my first song called Odd. Inspired by in that song, it seemed very kind of self-reflective, maybe, about how you want to escape something, maybe? Yep. Odd is kind of about how, you know, I'm a huge overthinker, and
relatable.
About everything, I'll think about everything twice, like more than twice. And I feel like some people don't, and
how?
And they seem quite happy and, you know, like, just chill. And sometimes I look at them and think, you know, oh,
what, you know, how, what's so different that they could just like chill in life like that, you know?
So that's really cool that you're like out here kind of expressing how you feel and stuff. Is that kind of how you got into music? Like, maybe describe a bit of your musical journey. Like, were you doing it as a kid? Like, how did that happen?
With music, it's always kind of been in my life, because I played a lot of instruments and stuff. But then actually writing songs, I only started like a few years back because, I don't know, I guess just like this song, I kept thinking about it, and I started off as a band. And then I've started writing more songs for my solo music recently.
That's really cool. So let me think, like, how did your journey go from being in a band to doing solo stuff? Do you do all of the production yourself then?
For some of the songs, I do write them myself, but mostly I've been working with different producers.
Mm-hmm.
Some are overseas and some are within New Zealand.
So do you reach out to them over social media or something and then try to work together?
Yep, a few of them I have reached out. Mm-hmm. And
very cool. So do you have the beats first and then come up with melodies on top, or do you kind of have ideas of lyrics already?
I think I have lots of ideas usually, which I kind of jot down, but then when I get the beat, I kind of go from there and then add melodies and then some lyrics. Yep.
Cool. So does it maybe go like ideas of what it's about first and then like lyrics and melody?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's usually how it goes.
Very cool. Well, I'm excited to hear how this plays out in the next song. Maybe like kind of describe your process of how you wrote the next one just for the listeners.
The next song is actually a city pop song that's not released yet, which I'll be releasing in July. If you guys like city pop, I think you'll enjoy this one.
Cool.
It's called Strawberry.
Can see big smiles around.
that I would be sad without you around. Sweet old-fashioned love, precious in my heart. Sweet old-fashioned love, precious in my heart.
Already. That was gorgeous. Were you speaking Korean in the middle?
Yep, I was.
What were the lyrics meaning?
The Korean lyrics said, 내 사랑, 너 하나만을 품고 있나 봐, which means, my love, I must, like, you're the only one in my heart.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Yep.
So, oh my goodness. So are you Korean as well then?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you always lived in New Zealand?
I was born in Korea and then I moved to New Zealand when I was one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was here all throughout high school and then went back to Korea for uni.
Really?
Yeah. And then returned like a few months ago.
Which uni did you go to?
In Korea, I went to a university called Yonsei.
Mm-hmm. Is it in Seoul? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's yeah.
Very
cool. I can't relate, but I'm half Vietnamese.
Oh.
But my godfather is Korean.
Oh, wow.
So I have a like a kind of affiliation with like a Korean identity, but I'm not Korean at all.
Oh, wow.
So I've like taken classes, but all I can say is like, 안녕하세요. 제 이름은 제리예요. 뭐예요? And that's all I can do.
That's enough. You need to know.
Yeah. What's the other one? It's like 만나서 반가워요. Is that like goodbye?
No, it's nice to meet you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would love to visit Korea. Why did you move back to New Zealand? Is just your family's here?
Yeah, my sister lives here, and also because, you know, partly because I am part of like a local collective called ABG, and you know, Hans, he kind of recruited some talented artists.
I have heard of it, yeah.
Yep.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. So it just all fit together
because
I just graduated and. So.
Nice. Do a lot of your songs kind of incorporate, because being like, honestly, how do you feel about being an Asian in like a more Western country? Because I grew up in America.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Do you think, how did that kind of affect your identity, just as a side music tangent? And maybe how did that affect your songwriting and stuff?
I feel like, I think you would relate to this, but it's a really weird kind of when you're trying to grasp your identity, it's really weird because you have so many like different cultures like inside you, and you don't know, you don't, I think I felt like I didn't quite fit in anywhere sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I would never fully be Korean, but then not fully be like Kiwi either, so but I think it, my actually my album that dropped today, it's called Odd One Out, and that is sort of how I always feel, like that's kind of the
that's so cool.
Yeah,
so Odd One Out by Hanbi.
Yeah,
and it's Hanbee. So it's on Spotify and everything.
Yep.
All right, guys, you better check it out for sure. But it's hard, right? Like, I was into acting a bit as well as a kid.
Wow.
Yeah, but like being part Asian, like there were never roles written for me. So I found doing music was kind of, what is it? A bit more freeing, because I could write my own stuff and be like, this song is exactly about my experience.
Yeah.
So
sure.
It is very inspirational to see other queens out here.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah, pursuing the music industry. But yeah, speaking of which, are you ready to get into your last tune?
Yep. This song is called Dyson Checkers, and this is the title song for the album I released today, so.
Yes.
Yep. best and brightest shine for you. I'm left without a clue for blue. Maybe we'll throw the dice. I'm rolling out odds, playing the wrong for you. Just like the usual. I'm rolling out odds, falling down roads for you. Pretty sure that I have a different set. One with only odd numbers less like me. When will I ever find an even match? Falling through the dots that don't seem like a lot. Call me softly when you want to talk. You'll probably be served by my message machine. When I really want to talk to you, I'll drop by right then. Talk like we're friends. Maybe we'll throw the dice. I'm rolling out odds, playing the wrong for you. Just like the usual. I'm rolling out odds, falling down roads for you. Pretty sure that I have a different set. One with only odd numbers less like me. When will I ever find an even match? Falling through the dots that don't seem like a lot.
This is so good. Somebody said, who is the live artist at the moment? What's your name again?
It's Hanbee.
H-A-N-B-E-E. Yeah, and now anyways, is the time to plug any and all social media, your release. Just tell everybody where to go to find you again.
where shall I start?
Instagram?
Yep. You can find me on Instagram. My handle is B Humbies B.
wait. Can you spell that?
It's B-E,
B-E
and then underscore.
Yeah.
H-A-N.
H-A-N.
B-E-E-S.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. B-E. Yeah. Yep. B underscore Humbies underscore B. There's a lot of blue in the profile, I will say, for you guys to find.
That's right.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So, what else? Are you on, like, Facebook, TikTok? I don't know. Twitter?
I'm kind of a grandma at the moment, so...
Honestly.
I am... I'm so lost with, the, like, TikTok and everything.
Too.
I'm
it's
so
fine.
Bad at it.
So mostly Instagram was the best?
Yep.
Cool.
And I'm also on YouTube. I've got some amazing music videos made by made by local talents. With upcoming stuff, I've got a city pop album on the way. If you guys like some city pop, it's like I've worked on it with a producer called Woo, who's also within ABG. Which we are throwing a huge party, a huge gig this Saturday at the Basement. It would be great if people... Yeah.
Beautiful. So what time is it and stuff?
It's 8 p.m. till late at the Basement, and there will be our in-house DJs playing sets, and also Hans will play a set, and I'll be there, and so tapes, and everyone will play a bit.
Yeah,
If you're free, you should.
Oh, so, wait, what day is
I'd
it?
I'd love to. It's Saturday.
Saturday, yeah, at the
this
base.
This weekend.
Oh my yeah. goodness. I actually will be moving, but if I'm ready by then, I'll try to stop by for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, this has been Hanbi, everybody. So, yeah, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
For sure. It was lovely. Well, everybody, that was Hanbi, and this has been...
That was a fancy new band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.